This is VOA News, Be Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden will deliver his first primetime address on Thursday to mark the one-year anniversary of the COVID-19 lockdowns. Biden is expected to use the moment to pitch toward the future and how prospects will be improved by the passage of his nearly $2 trillion COVID relief aid package through the Democratic-controlled Senate and House of Representatives, and without Republican support. Biden is a Democrat. The measure includes $1,400 checks for millions of households, extended unemployment benefits, and billions of dollars to help state and local governments, as well as businesses that have been hit economically by the coronavirus pandemic. The president will sign the COVID relief bill into law on Friday. The U.S. Senate has voted to confirm Merrick Garland as the U.S. Attorney General. When he is sworn in, he will be the 86th Attorney General. The vote was 70-30, with several high-profile Republicans voting to confirm. During confirmation hearings, Garland said his first focus would be on investigating the January 6th violence at the U.S. Capitol. He also said he would not politicize the Justice Department or interfere in the ongoing federal tax investigation into Hunter Biden, the president's son. And Michael Reagan will lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Reagan worked at the EPA in the Clinton and Bush years and will be the first black man to head the agency. He'll help implement some of this administration's plans to address climate change. And the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged with killing George Floyd resumes on Thursday. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. People in the Ginza shopping district in Tokyo observed a minute's silence on Thursday to mark the 10th anniversary of the earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster. The 9.0 quake that struck in 2011 set off a massive tsunami that swept far inland, destroying towns and causing meltdowns at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. More than 18,000 people died, mostly in the tsunami, and nearly 500,000 people were displaced. 10 years later, more than 40,000 people are still unable to return home, most of them from Fukushima, where areas are still off limits due to radioactive contamination. No deaths have been confirmed directly, though, from the radiation. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will meet their Chinese counterparts in Alaska next week, the first meeting of senior American and Chinese officials since President Joe Biden took office on January 20th. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will travel with Blinken. The Alaska meeting will take place following Secretary Blinken's meetings in Seoul and Tokyo. A week ago, Blinken declared the relationship between Washington and Beijing as the world's biggest geopolitical test of the century. The Philippine capital placed two villages and two hotels on lockdown on Thursday, and police have renewed warnings against kissing and other public displays of affection after a new surge in coronavirus infections. Manila's mayor said police would not allow people to go in and out of their houses and the two hotels during the three-day lockdown, and violators would be forced into a 14-day quarantine. Authorities have blamed public complacency a year into the pandemic for the surge in COVID-19 cases, specifically in metropolitan Manila. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said that current vaccination levels indicate the United States could reach pre-pandemic levels of normal life by late August or early September. Fauci made the comments during a virtual news briefing on herd immunity by the White House COVID-19 response team. He said their best estimates regarding when herd immunity would be reached and enough people are considered immune from the virus range between 70-85% of the U.S. population. Herd immunity doesn't make any one person immune, and outbreaks can still flare up. Again, for more on these and other top stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.